there some kind of way out of here? Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hello there, audiences around the world. This is my first broadcast tonight on RBN. I'm very pleased to be here. I am Rick Adams, and I am the voice of uncensored Radio Free America. And I call myself Radio Avenger. I've been in the broadcast business for a number of years, about 26 or so, having been on local radio where I'm from, Rhode Island, and don't hold that against me. Right up here in merry old New England, but as you know, filling in for Jack Blood last Friday, I now have a position here doing a show each and every weeknight for the time being at, 9 o'clock Central, 10 Eastern Time. You figure the rest out. Anyhow, we're here, and we're here for an hour. And I'd just like to tell you a little bit about where I'm coming from. I have been pretty much a George Washington conservative, a Patrick Henry libertarian, right-wing Christian type of individual. So I've got an amalgamation of all of those things in one big snowball. And you know, snowballs coming down mountains, you know, can turn into an avalanche, right? Well, anyway, that's what I'm all about. I believe in America first. I believe in the world last. America first and only America as far as our foreign policy is concerned. Now, that does not mean what the Bushes and the neocons and the Judeo-Nazis today who run America's foreign policy have turned it into. Their meaning of America first means the world first, globalism first, Israel first, and all of these other things that are anathema to Americanism. We believe in the old school of minding one's own business on the international scene, and we'll have less trouble, far less terror, and of course, far fewer enemies. And right now, we're in all of those opposite camps, aren't we? Huh? Well, that's what's happened. You see, we have been denuded, if you will, of our nation's heritage, our nation's freedom and liberty. And hey, we weren't perfect, were we? But we were darn better than what we've become since World War One and Two. Well, that's what I'm all about. America first, liberty first, reducing the size and scope of government, getting back to constitutional government, getting back to states' responsibilities and states' sovereignty. I don't like the term states' rights because governments have no rights. Only people have them, you see? And when the government starts inventing rights, as we have seen in recent years, welfare rights, gay rights, and all of that, well, of course, they can take them away. But you see, our rights come from God, not government. So I believe in state sovereignty over the federal government in all matters except those matters which the Constitution gives the federal government, defense and so forth. Well, we've drifted far away from that, haven't we? We certainly have. And George Bush isn't bringing us back to our founding fathers. In fact, he's worse than King George ever thought of being. He is the despot's despot, I'm afraid. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later tonight and inviting your calls on this fine network. Again, my name is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the program Uncensored, Radio Free America. Our number is, of course, 800-313-9443. That's toll-free, 800-313-9443. Yes, indeed. We'll be talking about a number of things tonight. Dresden is one of them, the 60th anniversary of the Allied bombing, firebombing, and mutilation of an unarmed city, Dresden, Germany. We'll be talking about that and much more when we come back on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Arc Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Arc Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Arc. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Arc Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
All righty. Hey, we're back. We're back. The all-new Rick Adams Show is uncensored Radio Free America on this fine network, Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word about all of the programs here, a fine array of programming. Those of you who have called in and decided not to wait, that's all right, because you know I can speak forever. I've got so much to talk about, but we'll invite your calls, and we'll take them as we go. I just want to give you a little flavor of tonight's show on this Monday night, of course. What is it, St. Valentine's Day? Yeah, well, okay. We're in love with all of you out there, women and men, in the true Americanist spirit. That's our Valentine, our real Valentine, is loving our freedoms that we still have left. And we don't have too many of them left, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Going back in history 60 years ago today, we see in the journals, the newspapers, the wire services, all about the so-called Allied bombing of this city of Dresden, Germany, which was basically an unoccupied or basically a non-military city, one of several German cities incinerated by firebombing. And, of course, that was done under the command of General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander of this war. And remember, Eisenhower was picked by Roosevelt to be that commander because he was a Democrat. And yet, after his so-called heroics in World War II, which included genocide, mass murder, and, of course, sending back to Russia millions of patriots who served against tyranny, supposedly, they went back in Operation Keelhaul. Well, he came back, and they ran him as a Republican, showing you that there ain't a dime's worth of difference. No, sirree, not a dime's worth of difference between Republican and Demopubs. You see, they're all the same. Well, anyway, this bombing of this city claimed some 40,000 lives of men, women, and children in this Allied continuous bombing. And, of course, it managed to rekindle some of those memories in Germany and elsewhere on this day or so, a couple of days now. And what we have seen has been certainly a lot of angst, and angst from what is called the far right, the extreme right. But there are many people who are not affiliated right or left. They're just angry with the unnecessary carnage that the United States government, unfortunately, with Britain and Soviet Russia, pulled during World War II. Before we go to the phones, let me just give you a little example of what happened. You know, the fact that our Ninth Army was rolling toward Berlin, of course, in the closing days of the war. This is World War II. And it was General Eisenhower which basically told or kept our men at bay, not allowing the army to come in and take Berlin. Indeed, the Russians were allowed to basically go in, killing, raping, and ravaging the whole city under Eisenhower's command. Now, in the south, General Patton's forces were plowing into Czechoslovakia, and the general was just about 30 miles from Prague, the capital, when Ike ordered him to stop. Eisenhower ordered Patton to stop, not to accept the surrender of German soldiers, but to hold them at bay until the Soviets could move up and accept surrender. As soon as the Soviets were established as the conquerors of Czechoslovakia, then Eisenhower ordered Patton to evacuate. No wonder General Patton despised General Eisenhower and vowed to come home and spill the beans. Of course, a very convenient accident was arranged for General Eisenhower. General Patton, by General Eisenhower's men, I believe, and I believe that General Patton died in that so-called mysterious accident on purpose, as they say. That's the way I look at it. If you go back to 1945, the end of the war in Europe, you see the Soviets had unquestioned control over Eastern Germany, thanks to Eisenhower. And what you saw was the pillaging and rape and murder and slaughter of innocents in Austria, where in Vienna alone, for instance, you saw communist soldiers rape more than 100,000 women, many of them girls not yet in their teens. This is the sort of thing we don't read in our history books, nor do we see in the Hollywood movies about World War II, do we? Eisenhower was responsible. He gave the orders. In his book, Crusade in Europe, published in 1948, he actually admitted the consequences of those decisions were fully known to the public. And he took his share of credit, can you imagine, for making those decisions, which unfortunately resulted in the deaths of untold millions of people. As I say, Operation Keelhaul saw the return to Russia of Russian soldiers who fought on the U.S. side in World War II. They were sent back to their death or slave camps, along with a number of American POWs who never returned. This is the legacy of treason, ladies and gentlemen. This is the legacy of this government in Washington, which today is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the same people who brought you that episode which I have just recalled for you. I think it's time to take some phone calls now. Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams here tonight. I'm your radio avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, Rick, by gosh, I just don't know what to say. You've got a wonderful show.
Thank you.
I'm an old military guy, and with quite an extended military background, my father was with Chaffee Intelligence in World War II, and and I knew. And over the years, I learned quite a bit. I went to be a to take a history major in college, and ended up in the military myself. the anniversary of the bombing of Dresden almost brings tears to my eyes. You know, there were 11,000 American POWs that died in captivity in World War II.
Absolutely.
4,000 of them died in Dresden.
Absolutely.
4,000 of them died in Dresden, and the Roosevelt, Churchill, we can't all hang the whole thing on Eisenhower because he was in the macro scale, he was the tactician, the strategists, the ones who ordered Eisenhower, told Eisenhower what to do, were, you know, Churchill and Stalin, Roosevelt, and several other men, Clark, a couple other guys. I don't know what audience we reach specifically and particularly, but the number of people that were killed that day, and for what reason they were killed.
Well, it was a senseless,
a tragic shame that all we victors should. Oh gosh, I always feel terrible about it.
War, look, as the general said, war is hell. All wars are hell, and they are hellish. And unfortunately, this is one war where most of our people, including and especially our younger generations, are not adequately informed or in the least as to what actually happened on the battlefield. And you're right. This was a shameful episode. It was a deliberate act of barbarism and genocide conducted by Washington and Russia, particularly Joe Stalin, who ran the war. And, of course, Churchill has to blame also. He has to be held responsible. Had indeed the Germans won, these men, all of them, would have been executed, and I believe rightfully so, by the way.
I believe rightfully so as well, if we apply the same rules to them as they applied to our adversary at that time.
Absolutely.
We have to understand, Germany was one of the few nations during that entire conflict that ever adhered to the Geneva Convention.
Unfortunately, most people don't know that.
It's a fact. It's a fact, and you can get, old veterans that were POWs over will say that and tell you that, and you'll never find one will say he was, well, mistreated more than, by golly, when you're a POW, you get mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, they took care of them well. That was a great civilized nation over there. I'm not going to try to get on there and justify Nazism, things like that.
Well, that's not the point.
I don't think that's the point.
Absolutely not. You're right to bring out some facts that should be known because, as I say, all war is evil except wars of self-defense. And we weren't defending ourselves, nor were we defending freedom in World War II. Unfortunately, most people today don't know that because they don't understand how the media have lied to them and disinformed them. Chuck, thanks for your call. I appreciate you joining me tonight. It's great hearing from you. We'll take more calls. Of course, our number here on Republic Broadcasting Network is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And this is Rick Adams, your radio avenger, as I call myself, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm. And the program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Because we need freedom of the airwaves. We don't have it generally in this country, dominated by a corporate elite, the same elite that runs U.S. military, political, and unfortunately judicial functions of our government today. So this is the program. We're brand new. We're going to be here, God willing, each and every weeknight, starting at 10. And that's 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central, across America, people listening to us across the world. My pleasure to be here at these microphones right now on the phone line. We are going to improve the reception as time goes on, and we'll be talking to you from studio-like quality as we prepare to upgrade everything here, on my end anyway. And you'll be hearing my intro, my normal introduction theme, and my close, and much more. So you stay with us. We'll be right back with more on Republic Broadcasting. Mm-hmm.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Yes, sir, we're here telling it like it is, and we invite you to join me anytime. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America. That's what it's all about. Freedom, and we still have freedom to speak critically, to engage in a discourse that most other nations today are fearful of, including some of those nations we just talked about, like Germany and in Europe, in France, and so forth, where people, unfortunately, today can't even discuss their own history because of restrictions and controls that have been placed upon them. We still have a Bill of Rights today, no thanks in large part to George Bush, Dick Cheney, of course, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul A. Wolfowitz, Robert Kagan, Charles Krauthammer, Irving and William Kristol, and the rest of that crowd that would basically disarm and denude our freedoms today. Ultimately, they will do that if we permit them to. We're dealing with a dangerous bunch of chicken hawks who themselves, of course, mostly have never served in any armed services and yet have decided they're going to let your sons and daughters be in the vanguard of this war against terror, as they call it, across the globe. At a cost of, well, ultimately, probably trillions of dollars. We're just about $200 or $300 billion into this war, from Iraq to Afghanistan, and just beginning to go around the globe, my friends. When George Bush gets through with us and the world, you're not going to recognize it, I'm afraid. Now, here in Rhode Island here, we just had a story last week which I had followed intently, of a young student who wound up winning a prize, the Silver Key Prize, in an art contest, and the prize was on and is on display, much to the consternation of the neocons, basically equating Bush and Hitler in three-dimensional art form. Now, there are many of you out there, I know, that are probably aghast at that connection, saying that Hitler is no Bush. You probably feel Bush is a lot worse than Hitler. Well, give him time. Bush will succeed in going way beyond what Adolf Hitler is said to have done in World War II and prior to that. This young man, his name is Jeffrey Eden, ladies and gentlemen. What he did was he created this diorama-like assemblage juxtaposing Hitler quotes with statements by George Bush, Nazi swastikas, and, of course, American flags, desert-colored toy soldiers with olive plastic figures, and so on and so on. The young man is 17 years old, and Mr. Eden said he was trying to point out certain similarities between the U.S.-led war in Iraq and the German Blitzkrieg without actually equating Hitler to President Bush. Well, anyway, he won this award, the Silver Key Award in the Rhode Island Arts Competition, and it's on display in one of the major furniture stores just in Massachusetts right across the border. Well, it basically did not raise too much protest except from many of the neocons who are on talk radio in this area who thought it was absolutely abhorrent that this young man make the equation between Adolf Hitler and George Bush. Well, let me tell you, as I said earlier, Adolf Hitler started his campaign with a prodding to fight against terrorism, essentially, the terror of the Bolsheviks, the terror of Joe Stalin. Now, remember, Joe Stalin's men had attempted to encircle Europe and had already threatened the freedom and independence of Europe. Hitler was to move east, not west. He never wanted to wage war against Great Britain. In fact, he went apparently overboard to attempt to make peace with Mr. Churchill. Mr. Churchill had enormous gambling debts. He owed the banks tremendous amount of money. And, of course, he was an alcoholic as well. Well, they came along and said, look, you do as we say, not what you want to do, and we will take care of all of your debts, but you're going to take your nation into war with Hitler, and you're going to help Joe Stalin. Joe Stalin could never have won Europe, Eastern and Central Europe, had it not been for the opposition of Hitler. It's the typical dialectic. Now, George Bush has gone beyond that stage, in my opinion. What he has done today is to launch totally unsolicited preemptive strikes against nations that have never harmed the United States. Even if you bought into the 9/11 business that somehow the Taliban was tied in and responsible for this debacle and tragedy of our people in 9/11, that was no excuse to invade an entire nation, take it over, and turn it into a province of the United States. No less to go on to Iraq, which never was connected. In fact, quite the contrary. So what we see here is an unabashed imperialism, colonialism, and a total adventurism, the kind of thing which we said the Soviet Union did, remember, in the 70s in Afghanistan. Incredible but true, ladies and gentlemen. What we are seeing now is the total and complete disembowelment of our Constitution at the hands of George Bush and company. In his new book, Losing America, the gentleman from Virginia, the elder statesman, Robert Byrd, has really laid down the cards in this one. And I think he's done a very adequate job in his book of exposing the Bush doctrine, the neocon doctrine of basically destroying America by engaging in all of these wars of adventurism, wars of conquest, and beyond. We'll talk about that and much more to come right after we return. Rick Adams here on RBN.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at oxygenhealth.com. Oxygenhealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
And we are back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hi, Rick Adams with you on Uncensored Radio Free America. Sounding the alarm, as Paul Revere would do and did, in fact, against the impending doom at our doorstep. Well, we're speaking a little bit about military matters, our nation, and where we're going. Unfortunately, we're going down as a nation, as did our forebears some 2,000 years before us. We and our Roman counterparts have a lot in common, my friend. They and us, of course, are unfortunately seemingly sharing the same fate, and yet that is history repeating itself, isn't it? Well, George Bush just happens to be the man in the White House now. It could very well have been John Kerry. It could very well have been someone else, and it wouldn't really matter. If that person got there, you pretty much can be assured that he would be under the auspices and control of this powerful elite. And were he not to, he would meet with the fate of Warren G. Harding and William McKinley and some others, who, of course, as American presidents, didn't quite want to follow the script. Others were forced to resign, like Richard Nixon. Others had one term, like Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter, you remember, some of you older folk would remember Jimmy Carter on the campaign trail when he said publicly, and We have it in print, by the way. It was on the campaign trail, and he said, if you ever see a man like Zbigniew Brzezinski in my administration as National Security Advisor, you will know that I have failed the American people. And, of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski became National Security Advisor. Incredible, huh, when you think about it? Incredible that a man like James Earl Carter could campaign his way to the White House, make that statement, that boast, and then see that very thing come true. Unbelievable. And Cyrus Vance, he said, as Secretary of State, yet Cyrus Vance became Secretary of State under Jimmy Carter, all CFR, Council on Foreign Relations men. Well, not to be outdone by Eisenhower and Roosevelt and Truman, George Bush has betrayed our Iraq War POWs. During that 91 Persian Gulf War, as you know, many of our prisoners of war had been tortured. And, of course, before this war began, some 17 Gulf War POWs and 37, I think, of the family members filed a lawsuit demanding financial compensation from Saddam's regime. Well, the Bush administration moved to seize those Iraqi assets that the POWs had been counting on to enforce their judgment. What happened? Well, in seizing the entire $1.7 billion, leaving nothing for the POWs, Bush argued that the money was urgently needed for the reconstruction of Iraq. Read to help Halliburton, to help Dick Cheney's companies. Yes, sir. That's what it's all about. Treason and betrayal, is it not? No question about it. Our nation has been betrayed. But it's not enough to just betray us. It goes beyond that. It goes into betraying the people of Iraq and the people of Afghanistan. In his last column, I believe, my favorite congressman, and maybe yours, Congressman Ron Paul, who, of course, is a Republican member of the U.S. Congress. You know he's been there before, ran for president, Libertarian Party, and also as a Republican, he's run time and again, and he just doesn't quit. The guy's a fighter. In his latest column, he has written what Rick Adams, has said publicly on my radio discourses for a long time. Democracy isn't freedom. I have said democracy is counter to freedom. You'll recall going into World War I, President Woodrow Wilson and his Council on Foreign Relations cabinet said that we were fighting for democracy. And, of course, that meant one world socialist control. It was supposed to have been the war to end all wars. Well, not to be outdone. Mr. Roosevelt, followed by Mr. Harry Truman, when Roosevelt died rather suddenly in office in his fourth term, told us they were fighting for democracy too, Soviet style, Red Chinese style perhaps. But it was democracy. Well, lo and behold, Mr. Bush has made it a cornerstone of his so-called foreign policy achievements to promote democracy across the globe, mind you. Now, I have to remind you that democracy is anathema to our nation's heritage. Our founding fathers, the framers of our law of the land, said democracy was the enemy of freedom. Democracy was the road to tyranny. I guess it's no wonder, then, that George Bush is promoting democracy, is it? George Bush says that he has read from cover to cover Natan Sharansky's book, The Case for Democracy. Well, Natan Sharansky, of course, is a Soviet emigre to Israel. He is a hardline Zionist. And he has outlined the plan that Mr. Bush has embraced and the neocon Zionists have embraced in this administration more heavily than any other. The plan of conquest of the Middle East in the name of democracy. So what does Congressman Ron Paul have to say about all of this? He said, we've all heard the words democracy and freedom used countless times, especially in the context of our invasion of Iraq. They are used interchangeably in modern political discourse, yet their true meanings are very different. As he points out, George Orwell wrote about meaningless words that are endlessly repeated in the political arena. Words like freedom, democracy, and justice, Orwell explained, have been abused so long that their original meanings have been eviscerated. In Orwell's view, political words often used in a consciously dishonest way. That's the way they were used, according to George Orwell. Well, he says the problem is that democracy is not freedom. Congressman Paul says democracy is simply majoritarianism, which is inherently incompatible with real freedom. Our founding fathers clearly understood this, as evidenced not only by our Republican constitutional system, but also by their writings in the Federalist Papers and elsewhere. James Madison cautioned that under a democratic government, there is nothing to check the inducement to sacrifice the weaker party or the obnoxious individual. John Adams argued that democracies merely grant revocable rights to citizens depending on the whims of the masses, while a republic exists to secure and protect pre-existing rights. A truly democratic election in Iraq without U.S. interference and U.S. puppet candidates almost certainly would result in the creation of a Shiite theocracy. Shiite majority rule in Iraq might well mean the complete political, economic, and social subjugation of the minority Kurd and Sunni Arab populations. Now, let me tell you, this is what George Bush, King George, and his minions, and the New World Order types, the Natan Sharanskys, aka William Kristol and Charles Krauthammer and Robert Kagan and Doug Feith and company in our Pentagon, that fifth column in our Pentagon, the Israeli column, that's exactly what they have in mind, isn't it? Majority rule, knowing that the minority can be destroyed and extinguished through the ballot box. You see how evil democracy is? You see how phony this so-called election is in Iraq? You say, Rick, now give it time now. Aren't you prejudging the matter? No, sir. I'm judging based on the facts in the case. I'm making an observation, not a judgment. An observation based on the reality of what Iraq is, a tribal nation with tribal entities that are warring against each other, just as we saw in South Africa with the fall of apartheid. Does anybody remember what happened when Mr. Bush, Father Bush, George Sr., and, of course, the Clinton administration following it, did with South Africa starting in the 80s? Ronald Reagan was there, pretending to be the friend of South Africa, yet working behind the scenes to undermine South Africa's white minority in such a way as to bring about multi-democracy, as they called it. Yes, democracy, the word was used. Yet 300,000 deaths later, South Africa is a nation torn by civil strife, war, and now the AIDS plague. You tell me this is good for the world. You tell me we're better off. To use Ronald Reagan's words, are you better off today? South Africa isn't. The people formerly of Rhodesia are not, currently called Zimbabwe, with that mass murderer Robert Mugabe as its current butcher. After all, we don't have to talk about that anymore, do we? Because the whites are not in control. The minority is not in control. Now it's majority rule. Democracy, eh? Okay, our number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 to talk live with Rick Adams, your radio avenger, uncensored Radio Free America, right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, my first broadcast every night for this hour. And, of course, we intend to move on. We're going to have some great guests. We're going to be coming to you from a studio-like situation. We'll be upgrading as time goes on, and we are also planning to expand, God willing. And we are planning some big things, some very big things. This is not the Michael Savage broadcast. This is a Free America broadcast. Free America from the yoke of bondage to the New World Order. Many young men and women now coming back from Iraq, tainted and poisoned physically, uranium, depleted uranium, from the shells, from the artillery that was spent. Many Iraqis now, men, women, and children, deformed and born deformed from all of the poison that this government has put into their soil. It isn't a very pretty picture, is it? It's not a very pleasant subject to discuss, is it? But we need to discuss it. Because like the Roman Empire before us 2,000 years ago, we, Pax Americana, are moving ahead without any slowing down of this 90-mile-per-hour engine going off the tracks in our quest for colonialism, the new colonialism, the new imperialism, the new world order. Someone said, well, Rick, seems like with all that's going on in the world today, it seems like there's a deliberate plan to divide countries and to divide nations and to cause wars. Yes, indeed, there is a deliberate plan. And it is brought to you by the same gang of criminals, outlaws, and terrorists that brought us World War I and II. Remember, World War I was the war to end wars. Well, of course it wasn't. We were lied to then. We are being lied to today, as, of course, we have been lied to right from the beginning. You just can't trust politicians. Politicians will do the work of those that call the tune, and the bankers call the tune. War is profitable for them. Not for us, but for them, isn't it? Absolutely. War is deadly. As I said, war is hell. And yet George Bush, arrogantly, like the rulers of ancient Rome, right down to Diocletian, right down to the end, proclaiming, victory is at hand, we are winning, we are going to win. And of course, as the sword kept falling down into the sand and the sandals were bloodstained, indeed, Rome won, all right. The barbarians moved in. Rome was destroyed, not from without, but primarily from within. Will America be destroyed from within? That's the question. And the question, unfortunately, isn't a very pleasant one, is it? What's the answer going to be? What will the answer be in the year 2005? This year, when at any moment, the forces that control the semi-secret, top-secret, super-secret group called the CIA, others call it Al-Qaeda, decide they're going to unleash another attack in America and blame it on Iran, blame it on Syria. Look at the assassination of the prime minister, the elected leader of Lebanon. And you look at the finger-pointing already at Syria. Now, I'm not saying Syria had no hand in it. I don't know. But isn't it interesting how Andrea Mitchell of NBC News, who's married to the chairman of the Federal Reserve System, by the way, Alan Greenspan, tied into the global network. Isn't it interesting how that report tonight on NBC decided to give credence to the idea that maybe the administration's case against Syria will be enhanced with this latest assassination. Talk about exploiting a situation, or maybe helping to create it, huh? You be the judge. But Iran is the target next, not North Korea. We can talk with them. They already have bombs. Iran is the new enemy. And remember, those missiles could strike at any point unless we go in and do what we did to Iraq. And who'll stop us, say Bush and company and Cheney and the rest of them? Doesn't it sound like the arrogance of Rome, Imperial Rome? Sure does to me. How about you? Well, you still have a little time if you want to get through. I have so much to say, I could go on forever. But you're welcome to chime in if you want. 800-313-9443 is our number. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm Rick Adams. The program Uncensored Radio, Free America, radiating throughout the world, on the Internet, and shortwave. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Final 4 or 5 minutes here on Uncensored Radio Free America with yours truly, Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio on RBN. And we got another call. Is it Garen, I believe? Garen in Rhode Island, of all places, right here. Hello there.
Yes, Rhode Island.
Garen, hello yes. There. How are you, sir?
Good.
What's on your mind?
Well, first I just want to let you know that you had a great show. The hour went by too fast.
I know.
And then I think we have to start letting these, instead of politicians, I like to call them corruptitions, because they practice...
Corruptitions, I like
that. They practice corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have to start letting these people know that we're just not going to play their game any longer, and we're not going to put up with it any longer, or we are going to go the way of Rome or Nazi Germany or whatever examples throughout history you might want to point to, and
mm-hmm.
exactly fall into the Dark Ages once again.
Well, that's true. We need to speak up and speak out, and I think we need to really keep them from taking our money. I think that's going to be part of the solution, no?
Yeah, yes. I agree. It's a multifaceted approach I think we should take.
Yes, that's true.
And, I think in all these respects, it's exactly what we have to do. We are still the sovereigns. We still, at this point in time at least, we still have the power. The people still are the power, as really anywhere. I mean, the people in China could rise up and change things if they wanted to, but especially here in America, you know, we really are the sovereigns, and we still have that freedom and power to some extent,
mm-hmm.
and we really have to start doing these things. We have to take it upon ourselves, make it our way of life. See, this is, these people, George Bush, the people he serves, this is their lifestyle. They are committed mm-hmm. to it. So we have to have people on our side who are just as committed to our cause and our way of life and our freedom and our
yes.
liberty as they are to their cause.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Garen. And that's true, because what we see in human nature is good people generally just like to be left alone. They don't get involved. They don't do anything because they're basically trying to attend to the everyday duties of life, right?
Yep.
But what we find in government, we find people who run for office who are not well-motivated, who want money, wealth, and power, like the Bushes, the Cheneys, and others, will do anything, including kill Americans, sacrifice their liberties and their Constitution for the love of money. And Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yep.
So we're witnessing an evil today as never before. But good can and will prevail. God will prevail as long as we trust in him. And I think that's the key here. We need fear nothing but the wrath of God upon America. If America does not turn from her ways, we are going to be judged. George Bush will be in the ash heap of history along with Dick Cheney and the rest of this neocon crowd, you see. But we need to stand firm because, as one man once said, Garen, those who don't take a stand most certainly deserve to take a fall.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Thank you for your call, Garen.
Hey, Rick.
It's a pleasure. All right. Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow night, God willing, of course, with more of Uncensored Radio Free America. We hope and pray you'll spread the word, as thousands of others now are listening on their shortwave and on the Internet at rvnlive.com. That's all you have to do on the Internet. And join us, because we are here simply because we care about your freedom and ours. And we want to do something about it. We want to sound the alarm, as Patrick Henry once did. Otherwise, we're going to lose everything. So let's keep on keeping on. See you tomorrow night, same time, right here on RBN. Till then, Rick Adams, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So long.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.